partying all night. Cause I ain't just trying to stay home, and I ain't using myself. I'm at a payphone trying to call home. All of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone? You know, baby, it's all wrong. Where are the plans we made for two? Yeah, I know it's hard to remember the people we used to be. It's even harder to picture that you're not here next to me.
Hello, hello. Buddy, this is Sarah Landucci at Transcension Radio with Matthew Hurtado. Hey, Matt, are you there?
I'm here, Sarah. How are you?
Good. My first guest for this hour is Bob Neverett, who is one of the patent owners of the RNA Drops. Hey, Bob, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Sarah. Yep, I'm one of the owners. I'm just making millions now.
Okay, well, for this hour,
billions.
Bob, we wanted to...
Let me correct that. That's billions. I'm making billions. Of course, I'll give it all away because the government's going to take it all from me because money's public property. It's been that way since the 30s. This is what people don't understand. You can't make any money and keep it.
Because it's always going in and out?
Yes, that's right. You're not losing. You're not gaining. You're just enjoying electric media, which is the real currency, the real information, and why we need RNA drops to assuage us from the stresses and strains caused by our new chip body.
Well, you sound very happy today. What have you been up to?
I stayed up all night waiting for my call from Sarah.
All right. Well, I wanted to talk about Ion's version of what Ascension is and, you know, all the stuff we talk about on cash flow, but make it in a short sort of hour. I wanted to talk about the five essences. Do you remember that, Bob, or is that already obsolete?
The five essences, did you say?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. What's that topic?
Okay, so you were the one who said the five essences for an ascended person. Number one being that that person would have a deeper and deeper understanding that there is no time. And you said that everything already happens already, so that's why you remember every moment before it arrived.
Right. Go ahead. What's the other four?
And then number two is power versus authority. And then number three is the blood will change. Were you referring to the drops when you said that?
Yes.
Or does a person's blood change without them?
The whole issue about what happens to us ascending now, Ion says that maybe, you know, in eternity or millions of years ago or back when there was less TV and less of all this stuff that plagues the 20th century and 21st century, people could ascend. But Ion says it's very hard to ascend today if you're born into this period, say the last 100 years. It's just so unnatural in traditional spans of experience for humans that you need a hydraulic jack. You need something to get you going. So I'd say you need RNA drops today. That's what you require, RNA drops, says Ion. And things, the other products that we're going to come forward, because the RNA drops is the preliminary to the bread of life and living water. And that stuff will, you know, if you're just thinking about it, you'll start ascending.
Right. Okay, and what makes it hard to be born now versus, you know, what does he mean by that, this century or?
It's just that hey, Sarah, do you know how to milk a cow?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Right? Me neither. There's lots of natural processes that humans use for millennia that we don't have access to anymore. And so we've lost the practical aspects of surviving. So if we have an EMP, which Ion says could happen, and we're without our computers and our postal services and all the things that we require, we're pretty useless. And take a while to maybe get used to living in a natural way, originally a natural way. So and we wouldn't live long enough to get to learn how to do it. So we're in a very unnatural state. Now, I don't say it's unnatural, and Ion doesn't say it's unnatural. It's just that we're not used to it. We dumped all these technologies and created new bodies, the chip body, the TV body, on ourselves without any preparation. And this has been the most violent century the last 150 years. Than anybody's ever experienced, because we can't handle these new technologies. So there's something inadequate for humans in responding to what they created this past 100 years, and that's why we are quite weak in ascension potential right now.
Because,
and that's why Iron showed up. It's so bad that even the second coming wouldn't work.
I thought Iron said he was the second coming.
Oh, I say that, but that's puny. People say, oh, yeah, that's good. Well, second coming. So I had to up the ante. I said, this is way more. This is the biggest ET contact you ever. This is the universe talking to itself. This is the universe checking in on itself. It's way bigger than any anthropomorphic projection.
Right.
You got that phrase? Anthropomorphic projection.
Yeah, that's one of the bodies, but I don't know the definition of it.
No, yeah, it's not one of the bodies. It's what humans always do. We project a human essence into the universe or to the world about us. What we see, we project that it has human qualities. Now, Ion says it does, but you better understand it as you created everything. But people don't think they create everything. They just hope their cats, animals, and rattlesnakes and trucks and TVs are human. That's an anthropomorphic projection.
I get it. So if we're not human, then what are we?
We're more than you ever thought of, more than you ever dreamt of, and you're already living it, and you don't even know it. You haven't remembered it. That's what we are.
So is could you say that one of the aspects of
Well, wait, let's finish the five essences here.
Okay. Oh, okay.
What are the five essences again? Do it again.
Okay, number one is deeper and deeper understanding that there is no time. So everything, like you said, everything already happened, so that's why you remember every moment before it arrived. So if that's the case, which is what you said, then everything, you're basically just remembering something you've already done?
Yes, because what Ion does is apply the fact that you're eternal. What are the implications of that in all that you walk around with? Well, it means that you couldn't die, and if you actually removed your physical body from this area, this world, there has to be suicide. So the first principle of eternity is every death is suicide, right? That's a practical result, I think, according to my thinking and what Ion has laid out, that's the way it is. So you take matter. If everything's eternal, then there's no walls. There's no finite point between particles, so particles melt away. There's no such thing as atoms and hydrogen and these particles because they're not limited to what science says they are because of your eternity. You can have every characteristic because there's, quote, time enough to do and be, have everything. So that's another practical application, and that's what Ion does. For the first time, we hear actual implications for our knowledge categories, and they get corrected when we know that we are eternal.
Okay, and could religion be an anthropomorphic reflection?
Yes, definitely. Yes, yes. Religion is anthropomorphic. You know, that God is some human guy, some old guy, some nice guy, some white light of beaming intelligence that he'd be the best human to go to work on the bus with every day.
Right, and the fact that they say that there's a hell and a heaven.
Yeah, that would be the projection of human moods, human physical sensation.
Okay. And, Ion, what does he say about, so it's a choice whether we stay in this life or not, but is it kind of like...
No. It's a choice whether you stay in this body. You can off yourself, you go to the guff, but then you could come back in some form.
Are you still... Okay, so...
Not as the same thing, though. You don't reincarnate.
Okay, so guess what it is...
You know why you can come back? Because you're eternal. And you're not limited to wherever you think you're going when you kill yourself.
So I guess it's not really, you know, who have we been in other lives, but what were we before we entered a body?
No, it's that there is no before.
That's time. Okay, then.
Yeah, there is not. You've always been Sarah. Now, you may not have looked like Sarah, but whatever you think Sarah is, your consciousness, your being, that's always been. And you know when you said that I can remember everything because I'm ahead of my now? No,
yeah.
I just live ahead of my now. I don't make much effort to remember everything. because I'm ahead of my now, I personally show up in the media a lot, in MoviesNet, what I call Xenocrity. That was how Ion explained how I was able to project, or how I was able to experience myself being seen in all these different events, like in the movie The Matrix, which is about me.
Yeah, I saw. I just saw the last one the other day, so it's funny you brought that up. Did you have you been watching the James Bond movies too?
Yes, I just finished number 18, Tomorrow Never Dies, last night.
Is there a lot of synchronicities or no?
No, just generally how I described how I worked for the Secret Council 10, you know, back in the 50s, 70s, and 80s, and. I didn't know that the James Bond movies were showing people that the real political level that they should think about, not in terms of nations and politics and states and towns, that the real political struggles was on the satellite level. And I call that the solar government level. And that's all Bond does, deals with, is the Rumpelstiltskins who hijack the solar government structure. They don't try to hijack, take over the White House, or take over this and that. They want to take over the whole planetary environment. So I wasn't aware that all that I said I was part of on the radio for 25 years, I could have been pointing, saying, look, I lived the life, the structure, and the issues that James Bond movies show. So James Bond movies are an accurate politics, accurate description of what people should be concerned about when they're in thinking politically. Because that's where the real control is. It's on the solar level.
But what about, so, like, when Ion says, like, us versus them, so is it basically, like, we're living a parallel world between people who, you know, are, I guess, the 1%ers versus the 99%ers? Like, so am I living in a parallel world every time I walk out of my house, like, with another person's, you know what I mean?
Well, wait, there's no time. So you're living in many worlds with no time limits all the time. You choose not to remember them. And that might be a wise policy. It might be fun. All this descended state we're apparently in, you know, not ascended, may have been an experiment by us to see what it was like to live little tiny lives with little small concepts of time, space, boxes, just see what it's like. And I think we've grown to like it so much that, well, up till recently, we've enjoyed it. I mean, Ion did say that the fall, putting our power outside of ourselves into the Ark of the Covenant, that phenomenon, and other cultures did it other ways, was done because humans wanted to experience it. But right now, we have so many layers of experience coming into us through our chip body and TV body, the old 3D box seems very constricted. It doesn't seem to be real. So right now, we're having a yearning to experience, to be aware of all the parallel worlds that eternity is actually showing us.
Right, and you said other cultures have other means of putting their power into their own versions of...
Yeah, you could take any of the major cultures, religions that came in after writing. Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, Islam. All these religions are essentially products of writing systems. And that is the beginning of putting your power outside of yourself. That's McLuhan's point. The medium is the magic.
Yeah, I get it. So there's different sectors, but I don't know. Like, the other cultures are cool, but I don't see them as really getting what they want, you know?
You're cool, buddy, but you're not giving me what I want. Is that what you just said? You'd make a great immigration officer, customs officer. Oh, you're from Pakistan. That's cool, but I'm glad I'm not there. You're welcome to a better place, America. You'll enjoy it.
No, I'm actually very well versed in other cultures. I'm just, you know, I was
talking. All that means you went to some movies and saw a lot of TV.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, what are we finishing the five essences?
Let's see. Talking with angels was number four.
Oh, I think I know what you're citing. Is like the five basic points that Ion pointed out. I think that's what you're talking.
Yeah.
The five essence messages. Yes. So, talking with angels. Yes, that's something that Ion tells us how to do, which is a rare source of wisdom.
So what, I know he says angels, every single human creator has their own set of angels to work for them.
Well,
right?
Look at it this way. When we're eternal, no rule or generalization applies to everybody constantly all the time. Because there can always be variations. There can be people who don't want to have angels around them. There are people who are so powerful they don't require angels. So, you know, I wouldn't make that generalization, but just make it as if it's a subset. So what is it? Work with that.
So is that kind of like how Relax and Allow is, where I unchanged it, where that was kind of a subset to, well, you don't even need to say what you want anymore. Like,
right.
It's already through your being that it just kind of flows that way, right?
You already relax and allowing. You just prefer not to experience it right now.
Yeah, or you don't even have to say what you want. It already comes, you just think it, and I still can't wrap my brain around it, but...
Get brain around what?
Okay, so it's just things that you want come into existence without you even remembering that you wanted it?
Yeah. Because all events and experiences are happening already. And you can't control even your brain, probably, your memory. So you're slipping in and out of these realities regardless, because you don't even know what to control. You think you're controlling your perceptions, but I don't think you're doing much. But you are responding to what you say. So if you're saying certain things, I would, and you're aware of what you're saying, then one could say you're conscious. And that is a willful act of getting what you want. But most time, people aren't thinking about what they're saying.
Right.
They're blabbing. I am doing my damnedest to make this conversation not a blabbing, useless, lost in eternity confab. And any noise in the background is just Connie. Or Carolyn Dean sewing and playing little noises. So I apologize for her noise.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so what about Evan Ray?
Would you list the five essences?
Yes, yes. Okay, so number five, your throne, marriage of your physical and non-physical. So basically, I would like. Is that basically your physical, meaning your body, which is? Oh, okay. We'll be back. After this, stay tuned.
I blew up or whatever you call it. Switch the number to my phone so you never could call it. Don't need my name on my show, you can tell it. I'm ballin'. Swish, what a shame, could have got picked. Had a really good game, but you missed your last shot. So you talk about who you see at the top or what you could have saw, but sad to say it's over for. Phantom pull up, valet, open doors. Wish I go away, got what you was looking for. Now it's me.
What would you do if you or someone that you love was faced with a life-threatening illness? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, co-host of Transcension Radio on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. In 2008, I lost everything because of chronic illness, my home, a bankruptcy, even my marriage. A miracle happened in 2009. I discovered ION and I was introduced to the RNA drops. Within a few short months, the nightmare of chronic fatigue, Lyme's disease, and PTSD was a faded memory. Today, people all over the world have reported incredible testimonials about their transcension process, and I invite you to listen and join us live on air every Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Transcension airs live. You can listen to the archives or tell someone that you love, maybe even the person sitting in your chair right now, that science fiction has become virtual reality at Transcension Radio. Take your power back and join us every Saturday at Transcension Radio.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, a way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the World Are They Spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
I'm down south recently. I'm playing a town. This is absolutely true. It was in all the papers. It was on CNN. Apparently, everyone in this town saw these UFOs. And I'm curious. I asked people what it was like. Oh, man, it was incredible. Incredible. People came from miles around to look at them. A lot of people came armed. Excuse me? People are bringing shotguns to UFO sightings. Don't you think there's a point where we're going to drop the weapons? I mean, the mothership comes. Maybe we don't know everything. Not like some intergalactic skeet shoot. There goes one out. Bringing shotguns to UFO sightings, man. Kind of brings whole new meaning to that phrase, you ain't from around here, are you, boy? So I said to the guy, I go, why do y'all bring shotguns to UFO sightings? He said, well, we don't want to be abducted. I'm thinking, yeah, and leave all this. He said, huh?
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Revolutionary discovery changes your DNA and restores perfect cells. Listen to Transcension every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
We're from Mr. 305,
Dave Cannon,
from Mr. Worldwide,
all around the world.
Yeah, we're international, so international, international, so international.
We are back with Bob Neverett, Matthew Hurtado, and Sarah Landucci. For those of you just listening in, Bob is with me. He's one of the owners of the patent for the drops. And if you want a free bottle, go to my site at rnafreebottle.com. Bob, what were we discussing before the, I think it was angels?
The five essences. Let's just go through those and see what that reminds us of.
Okay,
the
so
five
we were
talking... essential messages from Ion.
What?
The five messages from Ion.
Messages. Okay, so yeah, number one is no time. Number two is power versus authority.
With power versus authority, that's an interesting point. That means the medium is the message, not the content. People grab institutional authority and think that is what's running the show. They don't know that the institution is a technological environment whose participants make it go. And if you start thinking you're running it, that's when you get into problems with power. And you make the mistake of being authority.
Right, so is what I talked about earlier is like us versus them. For people who are into these, constructs and who, the Occupy movement, Democrats and Republicans, all that. That would be more of an authority.
Yes.
Versus power.
Lawyers are authority. They try to take human behavior, human institutional reactions, and make. Authoritative statements, make laws, make all kinds of ridiculous situations that never work out, that always end in tears. Best to leave what humans create to themselves, among themselves, with us and without us.
Right, because that's how power really is.
Power is what you have, we all have. Then we interact with language and institutions, and we get confused by the laws and the rules and the authority statements that define what the institution or power extension of yourself is. So watch out what you listen to.
You know, I back in the day when I was in college, there was this. I visited a retirement center, and there was this one man who gave me like the best advice. You know, one of the best advice ever in my life. He said, "You know, you're coming from a institution. You know, CSU Chico. That was the college I went to, and you're coming from the CAVE program, which was a volunteer organization." But really, you should come as yourself. You should never be a part of a group or represent a group or represent anything but yourself. And I really, really took that to heart. And you could tell he was kind of, everyone was silent. No one had anything to say, you know, because we were all, it was like James likes to say, like a pattern interruption, you know. But yeah. I definitely got it. It rang true to my ears.
Okay, now here's the point, though. What I'd add to is, you probably don't have a clue what yourself is. It's lost in cultural conditioning of the culture and the language and in the modern
right.
media bodies. It's perceiving what yourself is made up of, which is the task I've been doing for a long time. And most people's images of their self are conditioned by their culture and not what their self is. So that's a good statement, but then you got to start figuring out what yourself is
that and
you're
going to
express.
That?
What?
And how do you do that? You basically, Ion says to find what, to start with getting happy first, to only do what makes you happy and not care about what other people think of you. And I guess it would be the 6 degree of separation, right?
That's the easy way out. That's
okay.
The easy way to doing that, to find out for yourself. The hard way is to take the book, Finnegan's Wake, and figure out how to read it, how to get information out of it. And that requires reading McLuhan. That then requires me explaining McLuhan. So I'm the best guide to figure out what yourself is. But that's hard work, putting up and listening to me. But
yeah.
I recommend it to everyone.
Right, and I actually rented it, or I'm sorry, I borrowed it from the library. I opened it, I read a little bit, and I was frustrated, and I shut it. And then I was like, "How can anybody read something like this?" So then
that's right, because you don't know yourself completely. So what you do is you get the interview I've done, the Key to the Thunders of the Wake, and. She did it in the jungle in July 1992. Jerry Fialka and Carol and I were down there on vacation, and it was raining one night in the jungle, and he interviewed me. And I just talked off the cuff of how to understand Finnegan's Wake. So you read that. That gives you a guide. And then you listen to me a lot on those particular topics of how to understand. Now, what's that? Hey, someone ringing a phone. Wait, how did that happen?
I think it's Matt's phone. Matt, is that your phone?
It's under control.
yeah, okay. So anyways, the how the telephone creates a big chunk of yourself. And see, so go back to reading McLuhan, and then go back over to Finney's Wake, then go back over to me, then back to McLuhan. You rotate around these sources, and they are challenging enough that you would do the work required to find out who yourself is, rather than relax and allow. Relaxing and allowing is easy. You got eternity on that level. So I'm trying to make knowing yourself a bit of a little challenge, a bit of a little game, a bit of a problem. So it's interesting. I'm trying to create contrast.
Yes. To make it interesting, to make it fun.
Yeah.
Because I would see it for...
See, now you didn't even see. You tried to read Finney's Wake. You gave up, and you didn't do anything. You know, you didn't follow up on it. You didn't call me and complain.
Well, I know that you recommended how to read Finnegan's Wake. That book?
How Joyce wrote Finnegan's Wake, chapter by chapter genetic guide.
I'll just read that and I'll know what the whole book means.
Well, it's a beginning point, and this is just a jumping off point of finding out what yourself was made up of.
So then after that.
And then you can decide what parts of yourself you want to use as a definition of yourself. So, yes, be your own self. It's such an American literate response to the world. It's actually quite limited. But it's probably better within American culture to hear that than to run around for all the other stupid reasons people tell you to do things.
Right. Now,
there's a lot more. There's not anything you ever heard in your life that doesn't require correction and perception and improvement from
cool.
me.
Oh, cool. We have a caller, Bob. Would you like to talk to the caller?
Oh, it's just my wife calling.
No, it's Elizabeth. Okay.
Okay, great. Let's hope she's a little irritated by me.
Okay. Hi, Elizabeth. Hello.
Hi. I just got unmuted. Hi, Bob. I had a couple of questions, if you're ready to poke around with those. I'll try not to start with anything too heavy. Going through a lot of the interviews and background and stuff, has Ion ever really explained well how things got so out of balance with whatever you want to call it, the light versus the dark, the contrast? It seems to me that it was going on before printing press, before computers, before mass media, that there was an imbalance. There was this, the dark controllers were in charge way before we got, hooked up to media. Has he ever explained any of that?
Yes, I'll give you a quick summary. He begins with the point that there's nothing negative. There's no dark and light. There's no controllers. There's no negative. But culture makes you think there is. All right, value judgments. And he goes into the different way different cultures made you think less, feel less than. And he explains that all the time. And then my supplementation to what Ion says. See, Ion recommends that, you figure out what Ion's saying, but then also to understand what my chart says. He puts me up there with you guys, with him as a different way to talk about what he's talking about. So, let's see, you're asking, and when you say modern media, we regard any human expression as media. So speech was the first medium, or maybe bodily gesture, if it was communicating something, was the first medium. And Ion says there's no negative, but humans come to experience contrast. And it's all about how to be relaxed about contrast, which is the secret. Because you are going to create contrast, and you're going to be around people who create it. And that's a mental posture, a physical response that you've got to practice. So, there's an answer for you. How's that one?
That's good. It's difficult to sit back. It seems to me that, however you want to phrase it, contrasting is just off the chart with
okay,
whoever, when you look
Elizabeth,
at the wars and the murder
Elizabeth,
and the
you don't like contrast. Let me interrupt here and say, when you talk about contrast, you're anthropomorphizing contrast. You're putting a human thing in there, and you actually are creating contrast by noticing incredible amount of contrast today, and you actually want to do that because that gives you something to do.
Yeah, really I have dropped out of the whole participating in, news, Twitter, Facebook. I have actually dropped out of that for a very long time and really don't discuss it much, but that's what I was asking, you and what Ion's take was. It just seems that, humans left to their own devices would not come up with this level of war and oppression.
You're not understanding the basic point. Ion says that when you're in the guff, you're, quote, dead, transitioned, you don't experience any contrast. And something in the human, the thing that's left over from your being that's experiencing the guff, yearns for contrast. And we actually come forth so we have contrast to create off of, to create against. Now, that's really hard for people to realize, holy crap, we're here to have contrast. Yes, and you can get tired of it. It becomes boring, and then you off yourself, you kill yourself. But then you come back in some form, not as yourself, and I'm not totally clear how that works, but I think you can have many kinds of different experiences in different bodies through your eternity, and you're always coming forth to have contrast. That's the basic point to have contrast about, that you can only get contrast here. So you better start relaxing about it, because there's nothing to worry about. There's nothing ultimately that can hurt you. You're always going to be able to be experienced things and non-things and processes and verbs.
Well, wouldn't that be Elizabeth, are you still there? I don't know. She may have gotten dropped out. Jeez, Bob. I'm just kidding. You're scaring everybody off.
Yee-hoo!
No, I think she... I don't know. Something's wrong because I see her still there. But anyway, so
she self-muted herself by accident.
What?
She's got. They have these modern phones. They're so complicated. The smartphones. You can mute yourself accidentally, not know how to get off of mute.
Everyone knows a mute button.
No, they're like, different. They're different now in some of them.
Oh, are phones. They?
Yeah, they're difficult. Anybody who's had a new phone has come to my press conferences often get screwed up with their mute button.
Oh, okay. Right.
Okay, so did we do the five essences? We did. There's no time. Power versus authority.
Wait. Back to what you were saying, though. But wouldn't it be kind of a humanistic tendency to want contrast? Like, couldn't it be both, too? Like,
what? Did you say to want contrast?
Yeah, so you said you're in the guff, and that's what we want. We want contrast because we're bored with...
Yeah, we want to create, and you create through contrast.
So you to have contrast is really setting you up for creating.
Yes, they go hand in hand. You can put the words together. But the ascended person can create, and the contrast seems to be not very prominent.
Right, and I guess contrast in that sense would be, do I want this color or that color?
Yeah, not necessarily do what you want. Be ready to take and be tolerant towards the contrast that will inevitably come your way.
Right, so I guess it's like you're building yourself in a better way so that contrast, if it does come your way, it wouldn't affect you anymore because you've reached... new heights, right?
That's right. You've retrieved old heights.
Retrieve. I like that. Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, but look at this. Most of the great written religions, in essence, tell you to love or to be tolerant and not get all so worked up. Don't panic. And they come through different concepts of getting you to do that, even enforcing it on you, that value. But today, it's a lot more complicated, so you need new ways to help people become... tolerant, without giving up the thought processes. See, people are afraid of their minds. The mind is the main thing they're listening to. It's always talking away at them, like they've been invaded by their mind, and that's irritating. Another part of creating is knowing how to respond to the voice in your head, how to play with it and not be controlled by it. So we're not advocating meditation as something that suppresses thinking. Thinking is a very enjoyable partner in your perceptions of things.
Right. And what happens, because sometimes for me I get like, I think we're almost at a break, but what happens for me I get frustrated with my thoughts. Sometimes I don't want to think. Is that what you mean? But isn't
that...
Yeah,
sometimes you don't have to think and you don't worry about the fact you're not thinking or you're overthinking. The main point about thinking is to realize you'll never think to a conclusion. Your thought will ever go on, coming up with other arguments and other perceptions of what you're doing. And so when you know that thought cannot come to a conclusion, you can relax about it and just let it blabble on as much as it wants.
Okay, let's talk about this after the break.
World. All over the countries and cities I came from there. I'll send the places on the globe I ain't know existed. In Romania, she put me to the status on my bit. You can have me and my sister. In Lebanon, yeah, the women are bomb. And in Greece, you guessed it, the women are sweet. Been all around the world, but I ain't gonna lie. There's nothing like my energy.
Do you experience anxiety on a daily basis? Do you struggle to complete tasks, feel nervous in social settings, or are you losing sleep because of anxiety, worry, or health concerns? Let me tell you about a breakthrough discovery that changed my life. My name is Kirsten, and anxiety plagued me daily. I listened to the wonderful testimonials about RNA drops and decided to use them myself, beginning gradually from just a few drops to the recommended dosage. I'm happy to report that I experienced a significant decrease of anxiety, and that was just the beginning. After you hear the incredible stories at GetMyRNA.com, you can get a free trial-sized bottle valued at $50. Just pay shipping and handling. Again, that's GetMyRNA.com for your free trial-sized bottle today. Nothing is as important as feeling good again. Supplies are limited, so visit GetMyRNA.com right now.
Or see our ad on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. RNA drops.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Tuberculite water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Tuberculite banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Tuberculite water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
I don't like words that hide the truth. I don't like words that conceal reality. I don't like euphemisms. And American English is loaded with euphemisms because Americans have a lot of trouble dealing with reality. Americans have trouble facing the truth. So they invent a kind of a soft language to protect themselves from it. I'll give you an example of that. When I was a little kid, if I got sick, they wanted me to go to the hospital and see the doctor. Now they want me to go to a health maintenance organization. Smug, greedy, well-fed white people have invented a language to conceal their sins. It's as simple as that. The CIA doesn't kill anybody anymore. They neutralize people. The government doesn't lie and engages in disinformation. Israeli murderers are called commandos. Arab commandos are called terrorists. Contra killers are called freedom fighters. Well, if crime fighters fight crime and firefighters fight fire, what do freedom fighters fight? They never mention that part of it to us, do they? Never mention that part of it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Fabian for Liberty. You can join me every Monday and Friday from 8 p.m. Eastern Time to 10 p.m. Eastern Time only on American Freedom Radio.
Went from Mr. 305, Jay Cannon, to Mr. Worldwide, all around the world. Yeah, we're international, so international, international, so international.
All right, we're back. So, Bob, what were we talking about?
We were trying to get through the five essences, and one of them was speaking to the angels. What I've added to that, I've updated the image of the angels. You can look at modern media as angelic, and they make everybody a super angel because an angel can be wherever it wants to be, but wherever it goes, that's where it is. It's not anywhere else. But humans, with electric media, right now, if a million people were listening to us, we'd be in a million houses, or wherever those people were, and they would be in the same spot here, and angels can't be everywhere at once, but we can through electric media, so the super angelization is the media fact here. So we need to change our images of what angels are. And many people look to angels for advice. Well, that's what the media gives people 24/7 is their supposed advice. You call it an information society. So there's an example of what is yourself when you have to change your image of angels. But ION tells you how to communicate to the angels. That's the fourth aspect. And what's the fifth essence?
The fifth essence is your throne, marriage of your physical and non-physical. And isn't marriage, the institution of marriage, kind of a ripoff or something?
No, the marriage institution is provided to create contrast.
Okay.
Right? And that's a challenge for people, and they like to create that contrast. There's no reason why a lot of young people get married today to get married, but I see them having their honeymoons here on the beaches of Hawaii all the time. They still get getting married. Why? They want to create a little box of contrast, and humans like to do that. And it's understanding that process, which I would tell Elizabeth, is that Ian is always coming at the question that she wanted to know how we got into this supposedly dark spot. He's always coming at it with different angles, different ways of looking at it. He's trying to trick your mind into seeing it because you actually resist understanding what's happening because we want to have contrast. And that requires not using or being clearly. So, Elizabeth, if you're really serious, call back in. I'm hijacking the second hour, right? You know, I don't have to put up with a one-hour interview. That's ridiculous. You get me going, I'm going to go for 2 hours.
I love that. I don't know, Matt. What do you say?
No. Go ahead. Carry on. We'll see.
Okay.
If I want to have a second hour, I will get it, regardless of Matthew's opinion.
Okay, so we pretty much covered all of the five essences, but you said something. Okay, just so I understand it correctly, you said that so if a million people were listening to us, then there would be like a super hydra. What did you say it was? A super hydra.
Super angelization. We'd be super angels. See, an angel can be wherever it wants to be. So it goes there and does what it wants, does there. Then it goes somewhere else. Normally, humans perceive traditionally in the chemical body, physical body, they could just be here and then have to walk somewhere else. And they didn't get far because it's too slow walking. Then they started inventing the telephones. And I can transmit my essence to another place on the phone, and the people that I'm calling, their essence is coming to me. So we're both in the same place. And then you can go call other people, and you can add people to the call. And you're in the presence of everyone wherever they are. So you're at many places at once when you're using electric media. Right now, all the intelligence agencies are listening to this because they want to see what I'm going to say. And then there's all the places those people are monitoring and where they are. I'm there as well as here. And the here there is nowhere. Where are we? We're in this little crazy place where we can talk and touch each other.
Well, we can't touch each other.
Oh, you think touch is physical contact when your skin presses against another skin. You don't experience that kind of pressure of skin to skin unless you can take your hand away from the skin and then come back and touch it. That interval, that rhythmic touch and not touch is part of touching. So the non-touching of touch is included in touching. And right now, we're not pressing skin to skin. I'm not rubbing up your breasts, your side, arousing you to an incredible intensity that makes it Matthew jealous of my technique.
Like 3 more minutes.
I'm not doing that. I am touching your central nervous system.
We have Elizabeth.
That was a good one, Matthew. Watch the master at work here, Matthew.
All right, Elizabeth, you're on.
Yay. You hung up on me. I was still holding on. So I didn't want Bob to think I was immediately offended and just hung up the line. Okay. All right, now, I think we have agreed on one point that something happened that we couldn't do this on our own, that there was something going on, whatever, 100 years, 150 years, that we do need help, did need help. So that's, I'm trying to get back to that.
Well, you know, Ian talks about that, Elizabeth, as the veil. We created the veil. You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, and that was done with the Ark of the Covenant for people who came out of the Middle East. They said, that object out there called the Ark of the Covenant has more power than you. And that created a separation, a veil between you and your own constant power. So that was a major transition. Now, I say that was a result of visual space created by writing. When people started to write, they started to react to something. It was a neat experience to read, but they're reading with something that was said at another time, and they weren't responding to the present. And they got trapped in focusing and, you know, paying too much attention to what had been written.
Yeah, I just think something, you know, that's my point here, that, you know, something's going on that we can't all do this on our own.
Well, what's that mean? You think we've been affected by some external invading element or force or something?
I think that whatever, and just using loosey-goosey terms here, you know, we put our power in the ark, or we made a contract with something really nefarious and said, okay, we really want to be tested,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Just give it your best. And something hijacked that. You know, here we are, we got the veil lifting, we got 6 billion people, 7 billion people, and there's an element that's just not there, that, you know, it's like everybody's waking up, or however you want to refer to it, catching on, you know, they're in this direction, that direction. It's like all of a sudden realizing, it's like, ooh, something weird's going on here. But what my point is it just seems like, yeah, something did interfere, that
okay.
We are not. Okay,
right.
Go ahead.
I say the perception that there's something out there, what Ion calls the outer kingdom, that's been created by language and culture, and that is what we're fooled by. Ultimately, there is no out there that's controlled or controlling us. So the if anything is deceiving us, it's done by saying there's something out there. And just to realize that your words, the power of them when you speak, that they create something instantly as soon as you say it, you have to have a deeper rehearsal and practice of perceiving that. Because you're talking about something out there. There is something out there for you because you're talking it. You're creating it,
yeah,
by talking it.
And I don't talk a lot. I have chickens. I live out in the middle of nowhere. So I really don't speak a lot of words. But that's what I'm saying is that, you know, did we ask for help, or is this our future self coming back and saying, and, you know, here's a little nudge.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, that's, no, I can wait. Yes, Ion said that Ion came forth because we got ourselves in such a less than technological reduced state. And we did that on purpose so we could have the sensation a cancer victim has of overcoming the travail. So, yeah, we did create this crazy society to then overcome it with the aid of RNA drops and cold fusion and Ion, so we could have a sense of victory. Yes, we did create, this is a game we're doing with ourselves.
So we have, you know, the drops, we have Ion, you know, you and your bride. What? How many does that amount to? How are we going to, you know, tip some sort of phenomenal balance to give everybody back their power and remind everybody they're fabulous creator gods? There's just not that many of us.
Well, that's the point. You know that Ion says that most of the population of the planet, 7 billion, is people coming from other worlds, people coming back from the guff. Ion says you cannot make 7, you know, human screwing cannot make 7 billion people. So you've got this incredible realities happening already that are beyond what we think's going on. And and you just said the everybody. Ion says that we're not connected to anybody. There is no collective unconscious. There's no we. There is what culture creates, but that's very fragile today. Modern culture cannot stand up against the chip body landscape. All the institutions collapse. So even our sense of we and how many people are suffering is an illusion. You don't know how many people are in contrast. A lot of them are, if you're ascended, Ion says, you don't tell anybody. So you get a lot of people going around pretending they're in suffering, and they're not. They're ascended. Oh, your statistics are erroneous.
Okay, starting some bad math. If Ion is correct, all of our physics is starting with bad math. But do you understand where I'm coming from with, you know, my questions that, it just seems like, you know, so we end up with a planet and there's, you know, whatever, a million of us taking RNA drops and ascending, you know, what happens to the rest?
Well, they would stay limited in one world. we would be traveling to other worlds and not limited to this world. When you
all
can move.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, call back.
I demand another hour.
Okay. Matt, do we give him another hour or no?
No, no. It's
yeah,
okay.
We give him another hour.
Yay!
No, no, no. You got other people on.
Well,
Matt, you lined up?
We have Kirsten, but Elizabeth.
Bob, you can hang out with us because it's Kirsten's coming to the next hour.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Call back, Elizabeth.
Anxiety on a daily basis? Do you struggle to complete tasks, feel nervous in social settings, or are you losing sleep because of anxiety, worry, or health concerns? Let me tell you about a breakthrough discovery that changed my life. My name is Kirsten, and anxiety plagued me daily. I listened to the wonderful testimonials about RNA drops and decided to use them myself, beginning gradually from just a few drops to the recommended dosage. I'm happy to report that I experienced a significant decrease of anxiety, and that was just the beginning. After you hear the incredible stories at GetMyRNA.com, you can get a free trial-sized bottle valued at $50. Just pay shipping and handling. Again, that's GetMyRNA.com for your free trial-sized bottle today. Nothing is as important as feeling good again. Supplies are limited, so visit GetMyRNA.com right now.
Or see our ad on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. RNA drops.
What would you do if you or someone that you love was faced with a life-threatening illness? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, co-host of Transcension Radio on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. In 2008, I lost everything because of chronic illness, my home, a bankruptcy, even my marriage. A miracle happened in 2009. I discovered ION and I was introduced to the RNA drops. Within a few short months, the nightmare of chronic fatigue, Lyme disease, and PTSD was a faded memory. Today, people all over the world have reported incredible testimonials about their transcension process, and I invite you to listen and join us live on air every Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Transcension airs live. You can listen to the archives or tell someone that you love, maybe even the person sitting in your chair right now, that science fiction has become virtual reality at Transcension Radio. Take your power back and join us every Saturday at Transcension Radio.
Nicotine, alcohol, good drugs. Coincidentally, tax drugs. Ooh, how does this work? Thank God they're taxing alcohol, man. It means we got those good roads we can drive on. Because I'll tell you something, I'll be honest, man. If I were going to legalize a drug, it sure wouldn't have been alcohol. Sorry, there's better drugs and better drugs for you. That's a fact. Pot is a better drug than alcohol. Fact. Fact. Stop your internal dialogue. But Bill, alcohol's a... Shut up! You're wrong. Get over it. I'll prove it to you, man. You're at a ball game or a concert and someone's really violent and aggressive and obnoxious. Are they drunk or are they smoking pot? They're drunk. I have never seen people on pot get in a fight because it is impossible. Hey, buddy. Hey, what? Hey. End of argument.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, had completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.